Zachary, as always, and today I am reviewing the fifth Die Hard movie, A Good Day to Die Hard, aka Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia. Take that. In the early 2000s, specifically 2007 and 2010 and 11, we saw an uprising of CGI in action films, which basically just messed everything up. Just ask Kino the Crystal Skull or any of the Fast and Furious movies. Or just ask this movie. So, let's get into this, I guess. And you might be wondering, hey, bro, why does this movie not take place in America? What's happening? Well, yes, for this movie, we are going to Mother Russia itself, specifically Moscow. Most of it takes place in Moscow. A little bit of it doesn't. They move around a lot. It's weird. So, for the pretty much this all this movie, they're in Moscow. So, basically, McClane hears news that his son, his little sunny son's son, is being held captive in Russia. He goes to Russia, figures out that his son is working with the military on an operation that has been set up for years, and guess what McClane does? He screws it up. Yeah. So the action hero from the previous four films now actually screws everything up in this film. His son hates his guts in this film. Here's a shot from the action movie. You can see the green screen in the back. Since almost nothing in this movie was real, a lot of this movie wasn't. Especially shots like this. So, yeah. Anyways. So, yeah, he goes to Russia. He messes up this thing. A big action scene happens on the road. But they have to save this guy, right? But turns out this guy is evil. But every time he's faced with a gun, he pretends to be good again. But then turns on them again. He's literally a buffoon. So the villain's evil plan is, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go into Chernobyl. And then once we go into Chernobyl, we're going to take a big vault and we're going to suck all of the radiation out of the entire area. Yeah, they really did not think this plot through. Yeah, so some blatant action. I thought some of it was good. I thought specifically the part with this big armored truck was fine. Pretty good. Decent, which I have very high standards for action in Die Hard. Especially since the third one released. The third one basically just boosted my standards by like a million. So him and his son, they slowly grow closer and closer. And that's a nice little story plot. Oh, but guess what? Guess what, guys? We're in Chernobyl and they suck all the radiation out of the area. And yeah, they really didn't think this through. So awesome. Yeah, guys. So they duke it out in Chernobyl. Like there's literally no radiation at all. It's just so, anyways. So after they try taking this, well, it really doesn't work out for them, as you can see in this background here. You know, a lot of people died, some helicopters blew up, some cars blew up, some other stuff blew up, a lot of stuff blew up, and after stuff blew up, then a lot of stuff blew up, and then there was some extradition and stuff blew up. Yeah, a lot of things blew up, and people, in fact. So remember that old guy that they were trying to protect earlier who actually became a villain, who was actually a hero, who was actually a villain? He was a villain. Yeah, so basically, Mr. Diehard's son, McClane's son, he throws that guy off the top of the building. Oh, yeah, and, well, the other villains aren't very happy about this, so they duke it out, and, you know, McClane does a bunch of CGI crap. So, yeah, that's awesome, my guy. After that, him and his son, happily ever after, you know, kill a few people. McClane is wearing a same style shirt that he was wearing in the first one, a messed up white shirt, for literally no reason other than nostalgia bait. And after this, they leave. So now that we've actually covered the film, I need to cover how different this movie was from the other ones. And now I'm not saying that each of the movies were different from each other. I'm just saying that this one was specifically different in a bad way. The CGI, how staged it felt. I mean, obviously it's staged, but it just feels less staged than the other films. How it's just CGI action, most of it. It's just CGI, and you can tell. It wouldn't be as bad if you could tell, for real though. So yeah, guys, from an amazing action movie to this. So I would rate this maybe a, if I'm being generous, it's going to be a 6.5, but I'm just going to put it at a solid 6. So yeah, guys, if you all enjoyed this video or any of my other content, please consider subscribing. I'll see you in the next one.